Hello and welcome back to Pop Drop. My name is Olivia Thompson.
And I'm Molly Leiter.
We're back for our second episode of the year. So basically, I feel like we're going to talk about some of the like pop culture things that have actually like happened. And then we're also going to talk about like over the years, like what are the most iconic pop culture moments? And we can get into some of that.
Yes.
So first of all, we can talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's
engagement. That was probably the biggest pop culture
I feel
moment.
Like that's the biggest thing that's happened recently. Kind of crazy.
I was shocked. It was like weird. I felt like I knew them. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, wait.
It was kind of random, honestly. I didn't think they were ever going to get married. I know.
For some reason, I just feel like once people pass an age, they don't get married, especially celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it's so hard, but they were married. And then I was like acting crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Then I was like, wait, am I allowed to act this way? I don't even know them.
Yeah.
Like, I was excited, but it's like kind of, I don't know.
Some people are like crazy, like about that. Did you see for the, because she got at Madame Tussauds, like the wax figures, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yes.
And this girl came up and she like wore one of her outfits, like she wore like, you know, the enchanted dress, the purple tiered one, like she wore like a replica of that to the thing to see her, and started crying when she got in there and saw the wax figure of Taylor Swift.
There was like this one girl, I don't know her name, but she like goes around and like she's going to like all the wax figures. It might have been, but I'm like, I love Taylor Swift, don't get me wrong. Like, I think her music's awesome. And if I met her personally, like as a person, I'd probably cry too, just with how like famous and how much I love her. Never would I cry
over a wax figure.
Over a wax figure. Like, I've cried probably once or twice at a concert.
I don't think I've ever cried at a concert.
I cried at Harry Styles. And then I think that was it. And I cried at Harry Styles. I don't even know why I was crying. I was emotional that day. But I was so excited to see him. But I've never really, because I don't get that emotional over concerts. Like, I'm so excited to be there, but I'm not so excited I cry.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Unless it's just one of those days and I cry.
Yeah.
But I just don't get, like, if I'm sad to be there, I'll cry. Like, that's about it.
Yeah. I just don't understand how you're going to cry over meeting or seeing, not even meeting, seeing a wax figure that, like, you actually.
I went to a wax museum. I forget, when I went to LA a couple summers ago, did not cry once, and I saw wax figures. It's just like,
I feel
underwhelming.
It's wax.
And they look nothing like the person.
No, they always look so like far off from what the actual person is.
Distorted or whatever it's called.
I don't know like how, you know where it's like the thing where people talk about, they're like, you can't like draw Zendaya because it'll always be.
Yes,
like,
I saw that.
That's always how I feel about wax figures. Like, I feel like they just never look quite right. And that's how like people say like, you can't draw Zendaya. I always see people trying it. It always looks bad.
I don't think, like, if I see a wax figure, most of the time I can be like, oh, that's that person. But only because I'm like, wow, they look nothing like that person. But it's like,
It's always the face.
Like, either the nose or the eyes. It's just like the face.
Something is off.
Yes. Taylor Swift's wax figures never look like her.
No.
There's been so many. I don't think one looks like her.
No, I feel like Harry Styles has some good ones, though.
He has one, and it looks like him, but there's still something off. I'm just like, I could see.
I think it's the, like, lack of life in their eyes.
Probably. The scare me.
Yeah.
No, but I don't even know. If I met someone, a celebrity, like, I'm going to get a picture with them, and there is no way you're going to catch me crying.
No.
Like, I'll hold all my emotions in. I'll be really excited, get the picture, and then cry after, because I'm not about to be, like, puffy eyes.
In the picture.
Because if that picture I would post, that picture would go, like, everywhere, and I'm like, I'm not about to look like that.
Yeah. Ariana Grande's going on tour.
Oh, my gosh. I want to go so bad.
I know, me too.
But here's the thing. She doesn't have pre-sale codes. You just go.
Like, yeah. And I also saw, well, I think this is fake because I don't think she would put on dynamic pricing, but every single ticket, like every single section was over $1,000. But I don't think that's real.
People know that, you know?
Because apparently someone got into like the Ticketmaster thing and were like, these would be the prices if dynamic pricing is on. But I don't think she'll have dynamic pricing.
Personally, love Taylor Swift so much. I think Ariana Grande is gonna blow away her tour, though. Like, not in like the size of like,
but like how big it is. She hasn't been on tour in so long.
Like, her ticket prices resale are gonna be thousands of dollars. Yeah, because this is probably, it's probably gonna be another decade. Another,
it's gonna be a long time.
Half a decade if she tours again. Like, the pre-sale starts Tuesday.
Yeah. I haven't even, like, looked at any of that. I'm just, like...
Like, I signed up thinking, oh, pre-sale code. No pre-sale code. You just go on. So, it's going to be so bad. Like, I'm going to try to get it. But if I don't, I'm just going to have to buy resale because I want to go so bad.
I do want to go.
I liked her last album. There's a few songs. Like, I'm not 100%.
I don't love the lead single, but everything else I like.
Oh, Yes And. I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, no.
Like, I like her music. I'm not, like, 100%, like...
Oh, I love Ariana.
I wouldn't say I'm, like, an Arianator or whatever. But, like, I'm not, like, a hardcore Ariana fan, but I like her music, and I'd love to go to her concert. But some people are, like, you don't get tickets unless you... I hate people like that on TikTok, yeah, which are, like, oh, you don't deserve tickets if you don't know every single word of every single song.
I'm like, I only think that way if, like, an artist's tickets are in high demand. So, if it's, like, they're playing at, like, a small venue. Exactly. Like, it pissed me off whenever I went to Gracie Abrams because it was at...
Tennessee, like, the small Tennessee venue.
It was in... What was it?
Wasn't Jacob Elordi at that show?
I think so.
Yeah.
So was Rob from Love Island, like Rob Ross. I know.
And they got a picture with him.
Yeah. What was... It's, I don't even know what it's called. But it's like... Oh, the Ryman Auditorium.
Yeah, it's small.
It's very small. And it would piss me off if I would have seen someone there that didn't know all the words. And that...
I get that, yeah.
Same with like Role Model. Like... If you're people in don't. Front of me in line and you're going to be closer to the stage than me
and you for don't
pit
know.
Tickets and you don't know the words, like...
That makes... Yeah, it makes me mad. Like, it's just... If you're paying that much money, let someone who actually knows the words go. Or... I love also, a concert. I love
ticket prices are crazy right now.
No,
like, how are you going to buy tickets to a show that are over, like, $1,000 and not, like, know the artist or the
exactly.
words?
Exactly.
Like, that's crazy.
Love Gracie Abrams. Her tickets, not resale, were so expensive. Like,
yeah,
artists,
she had dynamic pricing on, which is crazy. Like, I don't think artists should do that.
No, they should have regular prices. Like, come on. If you weren't rich and famous, would you be able to? That's my question. Would you? No. Well, nepotism, but still.
Yeah, because she's J.J. Abrams' daughter. She could do anything she wants. Yeah.
Like, also, I love concerts, but I don't get how some people went to, like, Taylor Swift's concert 50 times.
That's crazy to me. I, like, her concert, like, by the end of it, I'm ready to leave. It's
yeah, I'm
so
exhausted.
Long. Like, whenever, because I went to the indie ones while I was still on Accutane, and, like, people boo you if you sit down. So I was standing the whole time, and my back hurt really bad.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the Accutane was, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why it does it, but it's like, effects, the fluid in your back.
Like,
but
I freaking hate, some Taylor Swift fans are psycho.
I know.
Like, you're not allowed to sit down because.
I don't, like, consider myself, like, a Swiftie at all because it was just, it's just crazy.
I know. I love Taylor Swift. I'll listen to her music, but I don't like some of her fans. They're crazy. I'm, like, not allowed to have opinions. Like, if you don't like one of her songs, you're, like...
Watch out.
Yeah, you're, like...
Watch your back.
Outcasted from everyone.
Behind you with, like, an AK-47.
But there's so many fandoms nowadays that it's, like... I just don't consider myself a part of any fandom.
No,
I just
because fandoms
to their
are
music.
So stupid.
Like, I'll follow...
Like, I'm not going to call myself... What are they? Like... I don't even know if Sabrina Carpenter has one. She really doesn't.
No, she has fans and stuff, but I don't think she... Carpenters, like, that's what they call. Like, I don't really put myself into those fandoms. I just listen to their music.
I think it's stupid.
Yeah. I listen to their music. I just say, yeah, I love them, but I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm a part of the Swiftie fandom. Like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm actually an Arianator.
Yeah, like, no, I don't care enough to put myself in the fandom because you guys are psychos.
Exactly.
Speaking of Sabrina, new album.
Yes.
It took, like, when I first listened to it.
I didn't like it at first, but I love it now.
I've listened to it, like, on repeat. Like, that's the only thing I've been listening to. Love it. At first, I did not. I was 50-50. There were some songs I really liked. Some I was like, I don't know. But then I listened to it again, and I loved it. Like, I didn't like House Tour at first, but now I love it.
Yeah, I didn't like
House Tour either. It's probably in my top five right now.
My favorite, I think, is, like, Go-Go Juice, honestly.
I love that song. But my favorite's probably either...
But I also really like When Did You Get Hot.
I know. When Did You Get Hot is so good. I like Nobody's Son or I love Goodbye. Goodbye is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I like being able to think I'm like smart saying all the different ways of saying goodbye.
Shout out to Teddy Jared Murray trying to airdrop us two photos on this computer right now. Not really sure who Teddy Jared Murray is.
Probably just really loves our – it's probably like
– he's probably a fan, so
– he's probably sponsoring.
Shout out to him. But anyway.
Back to what we were saying.
I do like goodbye. I feel like some of it is like a little cringe.
Yeah, it's but like, I'm like, whatever. Like, Man Child is starting to get overplayed because I'm like, kind of wish I could just like.
I'm bored of it.
Yes, because I listened to it so much on repeat, but now I'm kind of just like, could we like cut this out?
Yeah, no, I agree.
But still love the album. It's getting a lot of hate, which, sad to say, I like it, but that just means hopefully ticket prices aren't going to be that bad.
But I know everyone who's hating on it is still going to go.
Yeah, which is just so annoying. Like, if you don't like it, don't go.
Exactly. It's kind of stupid. But I also feel like everyone else didn't like it at first listen, but now everyone they like likes it.
Yeah. Ugh, so annoying. But here's the thing. I was, like, wondering when she was going to post the Man's Best Friend tour. And I was looking when she released Short and Sweet, and she released the tour dates before the album.
I don't think she's gonna tour for a while because she still has the deluxe Short and Sweet tour.
She probably won't tour till the summer 2026.
Yeah, I don't think
she'll probably release the like pre-sale or the tickets sometime between. I think she's gonna release it
in winter
because Christmas. I think that Taylor Swift's gonna do the exact same thing. Well, I don't know, but she's gonna like that's smart.
Do you think that Taylor Swift's album is gonna be more popular than Sabrina Carpenter's?
Yes, only because it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be better than Sabrina Carpenter's, though. No. Me, personally, I like Sabrina Carpenter better than Taylor Swift.
Like, I like them both. It depends on what vibe I'm going for. Like, if I'm going for more sad, Taylor Swift, because she has a lot more sad music. But I don't know. Sabrina Carpenter is good. Sometimes Taylor Swift songs, I don't understand, because, like, the lyricism or whatever.
I feel like she goes, what we talked about this last time, it's just too deep into the niche of lyricism.
Yeah. Like, I like them both. It really kind of, I mean, whoever is my favorite musician, I think it depends on whoever's releasing music, what mood I'm in. It changes, like, every week. But right now, it's Sabrina, because she's just, her music's really good right now.
My favorite has, like, I don't think it's going to change for a while, but it's Noah Kahan. But
yeah. He's good.
Yeah, I love him.
But yeah.
He just got married.
He got married.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Engaged.
I think that, no, they didn't tell anyone they were engaged. I don't even know what his girlfriend looks like, but I know they got married. Like, he got married.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Like, I just saw it yesterday.
He seems like such a good guy. He has great music.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny. Have you seen the Noah Kahan on TikTok, but it's like Noah Kahan?
Yes. Yes. And he, like, plays, Stick season is like, love her, mom.
So funny.
Yes, I love that.
No, but like Taylor Swift back, I think, because with the Tortured Poets Department, wasn't my favorite album.
I
liked it.
Me personally, I did not like the album. I felt like it was too much of a niche into lyricism.
But it still was so popular because of how many fans she has. Like, I think
a lot of her stuff, even if it's like not good, it's going to be popular just purely because her fans will die on that hill.
And they also, it's kind of like what pathetic almost because, like, if they don't like an album, they still, like, they will. Let's say
they'll stream it and stream it just so she gets those records and stuff.
Yeah, and like they'll stream it and she'll be like, even if they don't like it, they'll convince themselves they like it because no one in the industry can say they can't.
Yeah, and my mom does that too. Because I was like, did you hear about, I don't know what record Sabrina broke. She broke some sort of Spotify record. And my mom was like, yeah, Taylor's going to blow that out of the water.
Sabrina
Carpenter's been big, I think she's going to be bigger than Taylor Swift at some point.
At some point? Well, because, like, Sabrina's, what, 20-something?
And Sabrina has only been popular for, like, what, 2 years?
2 albums.
Yeah.
She wasn't really popular with Emails I Can't Send. She had popular songs like Feather.
She got popular quick, too.
She got, well, because she was on the hate train when she dated Joshua and, the Olivia drama. And she was on the hate train. And then Emails I Can't Send came out. Still on the, I think she was popular, but like not.
But like
really.
Nobody really.
Everyone knew who she was because of her show, but no one really listened to her music. Then Short and Sweet came out. She won 2 Grammys. She's becoming really popular.
It was
popular.
Like Espresso, I think, was the turning point for her.
Mm-hmm. So she's probably been popular 2.5 years, 2 years. I think she could become, because I think Taylor's probably close to, I mean, she's 33.
Yeah.
34. 34.
But I mean, you also have to think of Beyonce. But Beyonce is kind of dying out, too.
Oh, Beyonce's 100% dying out. I don't think she's probably maybe in the
top
10.
One or two more albums, I'd say, and probably one more stadium tour, one more arena
tour. Like, she's tour. On a tour right now, and I didn't even know it was still going on.
It's still going on?
I think so, yeah. Oh. But, like, she's just not as popular. So popular back in the day, but it's, like, dying out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she's going to hold records for a long time because she has the most Grammy wins, but she's just not as popular in my eyes anymore. She
and also might be, the Grammys, I feel like, aren't an accurate reflection of an artist.
They are 100% rigged.
Yeah. Yeah, we can talk more about Grammys at some other point because I have a lot of opinions on that.
I think they're 100% rigged. But
yeah, because like I
don't
like
care.
I can't talk about it right now. Yeah. It's like I'll go on a rant.
But if someone wins that I like, I'm like, I don't care. Rigged or not, they won.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's like, whatever. But yeah. So we didn't think that
we'd be able to talk long.
Because there's only like two important culture moments, pop culture, in the past few weeks. But
I guess some other time whenever we have less of.
We'll dedicate one podcast to the most.
Yeah, that might even be like a two-part series.
Honestly, there's so many.
Yeah.
We can do like the top 20, 10 in one, 10 in the other, or something like that.
Yeah, there's like so many big pop culture moments.
And
there's
from Modern Family.
It's just so funny. Flashback Mary.
What's his name? Scott Disick. King of pop culture, probably.
Oh, he's hilarious.
I don't know. Queen is probably Trisha Paytas. And then King is Scott Disick. Okay, but we'll talk more about that. You'll have to wait.
Yeah, you'll just have to wait for
Give you a little sneak peek.
So, follow us on all our socials.
Yes.
Instagram at PopDropNow and TikTok at PopDropNow.
And we should be posting TikTok
today. Yeah, we'll be posting
today,
a TikTok today.
And maybe tomorrow. Maybe. So
and
just watch out.
Also, possibly it will be put on Instagram Reels.
Yeah.
So.
And we're filming tomorrow for broadcasting. So
yeah.
Be sure to watch.
Watch us on CHS Live, which I don't know if this will be out by tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
you can go back and watch it because they're on YouTube.
Yeah.
There's a special surprise.
So that's all for Pop Drop. That's all.
Yes, we are out of here. Okay, we need to figure out that ending, but that's okay.
Okay. Signing off. I'm Olivia Thompson.
And I'm Molly Leiter, and this is Pop Drop.